is the Global Star Radio Network.
Communication Network coming here from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guests. And, well, today our guest is going to be Barry Shamish. And I think it's going to be a fascinating program as always. Hi, Barry. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I mean, the world's going straight to hell, but I'm great.
Well, you've got to be philosophical. All we can do is try to wake people up as to what's really going on, and I personally believe that when the Lord intervenes, why, they're going to look back and they say, my goodness, Barry was right all the time. So go right ahead.
Well, I want to maintain kind of a pattern we've had where the previous shows end with Genesis at the end of the week, and there's just so much stuff to change the show that I'm receiving. I'm going to mention only one before going to familiar topics to you, and it's a bothersome one. The Israeli Minister of the Interior, Meir Shitrit, just so you know, born in Morocco, has banned the immigration of Jews from India. They're called the B'nai Menashe. There are about 7,000 living in Israel now, and they're Orthodox. They're very loyal, they're very law-abiding, but they're Orthodox. And he's actually banning the 17,000 others who actually want to come to Israel. Like, that's a big honor. You know, it's like everybody just crowding to come to India. I'm sorry, to Israel. And he is saying no to them, which have people absolutely stunned. Why would he say no to a group of loyal Jews who serve the army and are Orthodox? Well, it's because they're Orthodox.
And
people
right.
don't understand that the Israeli government, and we've discussed this when Avraham Burg was head of the Jewish agency, they brought in 400,000 Gentiles from the former Soviet Union who today form a neo-Nazi movement in Israel that's second to none in the world right now. So they're okay. But Indians who are Orthodox are not okay. And this is a topsy-turvy world of Israel today, where they're just determined to bring down the society and make sure that the religious don't gain the majority of an Israel that was supposed to be secular and following very anti-Jewish precepts. They're blocking the immigration of 17,000 loyal Jews from India. And, by the way, you're not going to hear about this in the American media anywhere. I suppose if you go to Yahoo or Google and you type in Meir Shitrit, the name Menashe, you'll read this story. But it's as usual. Every act taken by the Israeli government is determined to disrupt Israel's society and turn it into just pure chaos. And so I thought I'd bring that up in case I forgot it. Before we go on to the subject that we've been discussing all week, and it's a very important subject, and that, of course, is reaction to the Rabin assassination. To remind your reader, your listeners, there was a poll taken by Mar Reeve, Israel's second largest midstream newspaper after Yediot Ahronot, and lo and behold, with a plus minus margin of 4.5%, 46% of the religious believe that Yigal Amir did not murder Rabin, that in fact Rabin was murdered in a conspiracy.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Barry Shamish, right here at Genesis.
Black Mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Mercury purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Mercury elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on Earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on Earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Dan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and sitting here, I guess it's afternoon, Barry Shamish, and we're going to be talking, I think, you go right ahead about the assassination of Rabin, and for our listeners who do not know, it was Barry, really, his investigative reporting and staying on this story and putting together a DVD and book that is really primarily responsible in convincing the almost a majority, and perhaps it is a majority, of the religious Jews in Israel that Rabin was actually not killed simply by a crazed loner, but was actually killed as part of a government conspiracy. So you pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, I would say there's a real good chance it is a majority now. With the plus minus margin of error, it's certainly not going to be lower than 46%. Nobody is going to deliberately hide from a pollster that he believes that Rabin was murdered a conspiracy. He will hide the fact that Rabin wasn't murdered a conspiracy. In other words, a lot of people said, no, he wasn't, just because they were afraid who was on the phone. I would take the wild guess that it is now 50% of the religious population. Nonetheless, 46 is not bad. That's quite an accomplishment, and it proves one thing. With a person's writing, he may not be able to change the world, but he can change the thinking of a lot of people. And now, in reaction, the Israeli government, and I say the government now, even though it's being sold differently, but right after the poll came out, lo and behold, a new movement has started in Israel, supposedly backed by an American billionaire, to free Amir. Well, I looked at the movement, and I knew right away it was the government and our secret service, the Shabak, because lo and behold, there are three names belonging to the movement. Now, one is Joel Fetterman. I don't have enough goods to say that he is working for the Shabak, but the other two are Itamar Ben-Gvir and Avigdor Eskin, and I know you're going to get lost on these names. Nonetheless, both of them sued me. Right after I had the stroke, when I did the research on Sharon's phony stroke, after he drank tea with Peres in the Knesset and was taken to the hospital by the shooter of Yitzhak Rabin,
Barry, I hate to interrupt, but you're breaking up. Are you on a cell phone, a regular phone?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. In short, I know this is complicated. For me, it's as easy as breathing. But I know for your listeners, it's complicated. Shimon Peres had tea with Sharon. A half an hour, this was on December 18th, 2005. A half an hour later, Sharon is taken to the hospital with a stroke by Yoram Rubin. Yoram Rubin was Rabin's personal bodyguard, and I proved over and over again that he shot Rabin. He is the actual shooter of Rabin, an agent of the Shabak named Yoram Rubin. Okay? That's simple. Now, we go backwards to the new movement. The two names are Itamar Ben-Gvir and Avigdor Eskin. They both sued me after I had my stroke, believe it or not, uncannily, and just before I had my car crash. I had a nasty 3 or 4 months in Israel where they were trying to shut me down with everything they had. Of Itamar Ben-Gvir, we have spoken. Just let me tell you what I discovered. In fighting his suit, an associate of a member of Knesset named Aryeh Eldad had a long talk with me. And he said, Aryeh Eldad, who accused Itamar Ben-Gvir of being a Shabak agent, he said, Aryeh Eldad backed down because he was in the Knesset Foreign Affairs Committee with Avi Dichter, head of the Shabak. And he stood up and pointed to Dichter and said, how dare you plant one of your agents in the nationalist camp? And Dichter told the whole committee, I swear to you, it's not us. Itamar Ben-Gvir works for police intelligence. Well, that was good enough for me. That was high enough for me. It was good enough testimony for me. He broke up the battle for Gush Katif. It's in my book, Bye Bye Gaza. The more people read this, the more you'll understand how your country is going down. They're using the same techniques. You infiltrate the movement that you think is supporting you with people who are supporting the government. Itamar Ben-Gvir worked for police intelligence. I got this from an extremely high and dependable political source. As for Avigdor Eskin, who also sued me, and again, the story of the suit and the crooked court and the crooked judge is in the book Bye Bye Gaza. Avigdor Eskin, 1 month to the day before Rabin's assassination, gathers a quorum of 10 men in front of Rabin's house and recites a curse called the Pulsa Denara, a death curse, wishing that Rabin was dead. It was highly publicized, and lo and behold, well, a month later, Rabin was dead. Now, on Yigal Amir, well, he's the patsy for the Rabin assassination. On his 30th birthday, Well, lo and behold, Avigdor Eskin shows up at Be'er Sheva prison with a birthday cake. And in the parking lot, a cab driver doesn't think this is funny. And Avigdor Eskin beats him to a pulp. And who is there in the parking lot of a prison? Photographers from the media, as if they knew that Eskin was going to beat up this cab driver. Eskin is working for the Shabak. I have no problem with that. And he said so in a trial in the year 2001, also in my book, Bye Bye Gaza, that I once worked for the Shabak. They are behind the new movement to free Yigal Amir. Not because he didn't murder Rabin. No, they're proud of the fact that he did murder Rabin. Now, it was Avigdor Eskin who was the matchmaker between Yigal Amir and a woman named Larissa Trimbobler, who I have met, and this is a screwball from outer space, neither here nor there. She divorced her husband, but he kept living in the same house as her. She had four children. They kept living in the same house as her. And the husband supported the marriage to Yigal Amir and kept on living with his ex-wife, Larissa Trimbobler. Believe it or not, this passes for news in Israel. This is actual news in Israel. But here's the part that is shocking. She's going to have his baby. All right, I guess she did a test because she knows it's a son. Lo and behold, Yigal Amir is going to have a baby.
But I think for our listeners, they have to understand Amir is in prison on a life sentence, and of course, they don't have conjugal visits. You know, there's no way he could possibly have impregnated her from a logical point of view. So, what in heaven's name is going on?
Well, there was a camera on him 24 hours a day. If he was crazy enough to try and impregnate her, they would stop it. What is going on? Now, the only answer to this is the government permitted this to happen. That's the only answer to this. All right? They're not married. This is like the Pollard case, which I may talk about. Kashiman Perry said something stupid today, but neither here nor there. Jonathan Pollard is not married to his wife, Esther Pollard. I have documents from the prison in North Carolina where they say there was never a wedding ceremony. There was never a rabbi performing the ceremony. There was never a ketubah, which is a Jewish marriage vow. He said, how on earth are they married? It didn't happen in our prison. Well, it appears that there is some loophole in Jewish law where if two people want to be married, they can claim they are married, and you don't need the rest of the stuff. Somehow, they're married. I'm not going to dive into the depths of Jewish law, but they are married because a rabbi or two spoke out and said they want to be married, therefore they are married. But they're not married. They didn't go to City Hall in Israel and take out a license. Now, even if Amir was allowed conjugal visits, well, he's not married. He doesn't get a conjugal visit. In Israel, they don't give it to a man on Israel's version of death row. There is no death penalty, so he's sentenced to life plus no parole. How do you get even your girlfriend in on a conjugal visit? It doesn't happen. Who impregnated Larissa Trimbobler? Why is Yigal Amir having a baby? Now, I've gone into the reasoning, by the way, of this marriage and Avigdor Eskin and the Shabak. Yigal Amir, how does a person betray his friends and become a snitch for the Secret Services or the Shabak? It would be the same as a snitch for the FBI. How does someone become like this? Now, in Israel, I've seen this case with Koch again. That was the Jewish Defense League they're a lot, in America, they're a lot wiser than the Israeli cop, which is thoroughly infiltrated. Whoops, I hear the music.
Yeah, I'm afraid that we're going to have to get back to Barry here in just a couple of minutes. But as Barry is talking about, the right wing in Israel is infiltrated, just as the right wing and the left wing here in the United States is infiltrated. The establishment controls the right, the left, the Democrats, the Republicans, the liberals, and conservatives. It's all a put on.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine levels.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
like Barry Sammons, who's really behind what's going on. So pick up the story there, Barry. You've got strange bedfellows.
Anyone who believes, I have been called in Israel for the last 12 years a right-wing fanatic when my own politics isn't especially right-wing. On certain issues, it's downright left-wing. 9/11 is one of those issues where I go on left-wing radio shows, and Jeff Rands has me on all the time. It doesn't make me left-wing or right-wing. I like to believe that... I'm objective. I mean, really, last night on Jeff Rand's, Joel Skousen was on, and good for Jeff. Joel Skousen said the Palestinians have to be absorbed by the Arab nations, and it's got to be done with honor, and Jeff let him say it, and he puts me on the show. I have no particular bias towards left or right, but because of Rabin, I've got to be a right-wing fanatic. And that's what this latest, after the poll, where we find out that about a third of the secular Israelis and about one half of the religious Israelis now believe that Rabin was murdered in a conspiracy led by Shimon Peres, along with help from Carmi Gilon, head of the Shabak, and the shooter Yoram Rubin. They're panicking again, and out comes Kach. And we ask the question, how did Yigal Amir get into this mess? Allow me just to give a little background how I found out some things. One little meeting. I was in the old city of Jerusalem selling books. There was a club there, and there was a party there, and I put my table down, and I sold books, and a lawyer came up to me, and he said, you don't understand how they got a mirror, do you? And I said, well, I've been asking that for a while, and he said, I know things, and you don't know things. And I said, well, tell me things. And he said, I can't tell you things. Then he goes into the party, and he comes back, and he's with a drink, and he's been drinking, and he says, you know, Yigal Amir did terrible things with little boys. He didn't even say that at the beginning, just said he did terrible things. And I said, what kind of terrible things? And he said, well, this is a secret, but Dorit Beinish, who was the state prosecutor, and Edna Arbel, who was the state attorney, ripped up all the files they had against Yigal Amir. And I said, what were in the files? And he said, I can't tell you. He goes back into the party, and he comes back really, really quite smashed. And he said he did terrible things with little boys, and they caught him when he was in the army, and terrible things. And they open up all these files on him, and then he disappears, and he comes back, and he says, my brother was in charge. His brother's a lawyer, too. And he says, my brother tried to look at Amir's files, and they wouldn't give it to him. They ripped them up, and they don't exist anymore. They covered up that he's a pedophile, and he's a rapist. And they gave him a choice. They said, you could go to jail and see how long you live as a pedophile, or you can do exactly what we tell you to do. And he chose the better alternative, which was to betray his friends. People, that's how they get people to be snitches. They're young kids in a lot of trouble, and they give them a choice between the devil and deep blue sea, and that's what happened to Yigal Amir. Now, I assume that's what happened to these cock people, too. Ben Gvir and Avigdor Eskin, that there's much, because Ben Gvir, now look, I don't want to confuse your audience. We will talk about the fact someday that Ben Gvir was an associate of someone named Avishai Raviv, who was Yigal Amir's partner in something called IL. This is for the experts, really. Let's just keep it down nice and simple that's how they get people to be traitors to their friends. They got in big trouble, and they're just trying to maintain a balance, stay out of jail. To do this, they betray their closest friends. This is how they do it, because they're in big trouble. All right, now.
Well, you're going to have to hold that, Barry, because we're going to have to go to break. But when we get back, our guest is Barry Samish. We're going to just continue with the story of the assassination of Rabin, the man who took the fall for it, but he didn't do the murder. But, well, anyway, it's a fascinating approach. We'll be right back in just a moment.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on Earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making us all slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. With a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Barry Samish. And before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your books.
My books, three-quarters of them, are at lulu.com. They're pretty cheap. You can download Bye-Bye Gaza for like $10. Sent to your house, it's like $25. But other books are less than $20. Including Return of the Giants, by the way. And I'd like to return to that one of these days.
Well, let's do that next week. Yeah, let's do that next week, okay?
Yeah, okay, you got a date.
Okay.
www.lulu.com. At the top right-hand corner, it says search. My name is spelled C-H-A-M-I-S-H. Now, you want to email me, and by the way, I got lots of emails about the first two shows this week. Really lots of them. I'll talk about them briefly coming up. Just do Chamish at netvision, one word, N-E-T-V-I-S-I-O-N, .net, N-E-T, .I-L, Chamish at netvision.net.il. If you want to actually order the DVDs, including Return of the Giants and the Vatican's campaign for Jerusalem, I'll leave you my cell number. It's 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. And my website, just go to the Barry Chambers website. And it's enough just to write BarryChambers.com and you'll get there. Now, I got really a lot of emails this week about our first two shows. And the big issue, believe it or not, after all of this talk about Rabin and setting up young kids, you would think that would be the big issue. No, the big issue was William Guy Carr. People wrote me about William Guy Carr. Now, all I said in our first show was that I get these emails all the time that the Masons have got a Third World War all planned because Albert Pike sent a letter to Mazzini, a major Italian Mason, promising three world wars. This was done with your help, by the way. I got the date, I think, wrong, in the 1870s. Right. But neither here nor there. I said what I said. I said, this came up in my writing, and I went looking, and he didn't send any. Albert Pike never wrote Mazzini. And then I read the letter. I read William Guy Carr's book, which was pretty advanced for what was in 1954. But this is absolute nonsense, this letter, where he writes about fascists and Nazis and Zionists. And I said, and on top of that, the letter was in a museum that never existed in Philadelphia. I went looking for it every which way. I said, people, he pulled a fast one on us. First of all, in 1870 or about then, nobody knew there was going to be Nazis or fascists or Zionists. That's straight off. And right away, people wrote me and said, you don't know the Masons. They planned these things generations ahead. They planned the Nazis before there was even a Hitler. They planned fascism. And I wrote them back. I said, they're not that good. Okay, this, you go find the letter. Okay, you actually show me where the letter is. Get a picture of it. Find me a place where it's stored. This is a hoax. Israel was not founded to start the Third World War. I mean, there's enough bad stuff out there without an outright hoax being spread all around the place that Albert Pike, leading American Mason, was in touch with leading Italian Mason Mazzini. The whole thing's a hoax. And then, as you recall last week, we spoke about the protocols of the Elders of Zion. Go look, people. It first appeared in Paris in 1837 when there was no Jewish organization called Zionism. But there was something called the Prière de Sion, the Priory of Zion. And by the way, I can say that it's mentioned prominently in the Da Vinci Code, which of course plagiarized so much material on all this. Holy Blood, Holy Grail was the famous European book on this subject. The fact of the matter is the book was not a hoax. It was an expose of something not Jewish. The word Jew doesn't even show up in the protocols of the Elders of Zion. And in 1837, there were no Jewish Zionists. But there was a council overlooking the Templar Priory of Zion. And apparently they held the Vatican, they blackmailed the Vatican, so on and so forth. But this was not an anti-Jewish text. And all you have to do is look at the history books. Now I get in the mail, by the way, today. I'll tell you about it next week. But nonetheless, this book is talking about the Jews and the Khazarians. Another hoax out there just being spread, and it's a stupid hoax, too. Well, according to this hoax, all the Ashkenazi Jews, in fact, are a bunch of Turks from Khazaria whose empire dissolved in the 11th century, and they all moved to Poland. Well, folks, Yiddish was spoken in the 9th century. If they all moved to Poland, not one word of Khazarian ended up in the Yiddish language. There's, and by the way, Jews don't forget where we were. We've got a long history. It's funny that we should all forget we were in Khazaria. There is so much nonsense being spread about the Jews out there, and it's so easy to disprove. These aren't even good arguments. They're lousy arguments, but they're being spread every which way. And this kind of rumor and disinformation based, really, these are hoaxes, outright hoaxes. And, well, I don't know what I could do about it, probably nothing. But people should understand that what you're talking about is was bad enough with the Sabbateans. And that's not a hoax. That is extremely real. And a lot of bad things happened with labor Zionism, although there was a very good Zionism, known as revisionist Zionism at the time. But neither here nor there. Don't we have enough trouble with the truth without spreading these silly, stupid hoaxes around?
Well, I think that there's always a tendency to, you know, everybody's looking for who's really behind everything going on. And what a convenient scapegoat is the Jewish people as a whole. They're part of this vast conspiracy. And there are a lot of good people, unfortunately, who believe this sort of thing because there's been so much false information and evidence that's been planted. Such as the protocols, and although certainly
and the Khazars and the Pike Mazzini letter, and they're all phony.
Well, I certainly we've really done a lot of research on the Pike Mazzini letter, and I'll have to agree with you. Nobody can find a copy of it, and I really believe that this is being used to throw us off the track. Not that I don't think we're going to be seeing a third world war. I just don't think anybody can find any evidence that the letter is real.
Well, how much time do we have?
We've got about 15 minutes.
All right. Let's look at the Israel of today, because really it's a very strange country. Now, I must bring up Condi Rice. It looks like she failed to bring the sides together. And what people don't understand is that when you were talking, well, of course, the demands on Israel were absolutely stupid. Okay, divide Jerusalem. It's like Jerusalem was never divided before. Before 1967, Jerusalem was divided. It was a living hell. There were snipers on all the walls. Nobody wants to go back to that. So the Israelis, the Israeli population does not want to return to the good old days previous to 67, when going to Jerusalem meant a real possibility that someone was going to shoot at you. Okay, so that's from the Israeli side. But you got to understand the so-called Palestinian side. If they think that, if anyone thinks they're afraid of Condoleezza Rice, they don't understand that they've got a civil war going on there, and Hamas won the last elections, and Mahmoud Abbas has no right to be negotiating for the Palestinian people, no right whatsoever. He was thrown out of office. Now, if he accepts a situation where he signs an accord with Israel today, he's a dead man. He's got threats on his life. And even a Condoleezza Rice who is pressing Israel to commit suicide, even she can't get him to sign anything with Israel. He'll be murdered. And this is just not understood, that there are other pressures going on in the Middle East. And this is one of the reasons that Arafat did not sign with Barak. When Barak handed him control of the Temple Mount, all of East Jerusalem, all of the West Bank, anything, to get him to sign an agreement, and Arafat wouldn't do it. Arafat would have been killed by them. This is just, and he was, by the way. I mean, Arafat died of AIDS. Everyone knows he died of AIDS. Who, I assume, that it was his pedophilia that did him in. But nonetheless, there is a politics in the Middle East, and it's a vicious politics. And if anyone thinks the Arabs are nice, they're very wrong. These are very savage people. Mahmoud Abbas was placed in a position where he was told, you sign anything with Israel, anything, you're a dead man. And people don't understand that Condoleezza Rice is fighting for the Palestinians, is pressing Israel to make unbelievably suicidal concessions, but Mahmoud Abbas is in a position, again, he's the devil in deep blue sea as well. He doesn't have any right to negotiate for the Palestinians. He was thrown out of power. If he signs anything with Israel, he's got himself a Hamas that told him, you cannot do it, we don't recognize Israel, and we're going to win the next war. Nobody seems to be understanding all this. This little conference in Annapolis might actually be postponed, might actually be canceled, because the Palestinian leadership is not really the Palestinian leadership. Condoleezza Rice is negotiating with someone who has no power. All right, a simple explanation. You can't get simpler than that. He lost the last election. He is not the president of any Palestinians. And if he dares sign with Israel, he won't. He just won't survive. His countries with civil war will get him. They will get him. They will get the PLO. Well, that's the explanation. I'm glad somebody out there finally knows this, because I have never seen that explanation ever in the American media. No one has given that explanation. Have you ever seen that explanation?
No, I haven't.
Isn't that amazing that there is this world of politics in the Middle East, and everyone thinks that it's just the Palestinians demanding too much, or Israel being too stubborn? It is a deadly political war in the Middle East, and no one is analyzing it that way. And I'll tell you something, I cannot believe, really, that this is little old me giving the only analysis that's the truth. And I'm not being conceited right now. That is what's going on. He can't sign with Israel. It'll kill him.
I'm sure you're right, Barry. In fact, I thought the same thing, but Sidney, you and I think very much alike in many, many respects, and I think you're absolutely
amazing,
right.
Amazing, isn't it?
Right. But that's all right. You go ahead. I always love to hear your comments, because I certainly agree with you.
You're absolutely right. We're the only two people on the face of the earth who see the Middle East politics beyond the Time magazine, and I don't understand why either. Look, two really amazing things happened in Israel, and one is somebody is blocking Israeli television. Now, I've been getting emails from Israel about this issue that somebody has managed to block the Israeli cable networks. People are watching their screens freeze. They're watching the TV screen crash. And the Israeli networks, mostly it's a network called HOT, has decided to appease its viewers by giving out free films and so forth. Meanwhile, they're searching for the cause of this. And by the way, they're going crazy in Israel. They are going crazy that if anyone can block commercial television in Israel, what good is the army? Okay, now they're not only blocking commercial television, they're blocking the airport. Ben Gurion Airport, the air controllers are going crazy. They're losing the radio contact with the planes coming into the country. Israel is under an electronic barrage right now. Again, where do you hear this? Now, I've been reading who is behind the barrage, and there's no question about it. It is Israel's enemies. Now, the latest one is from Mikhail Gurdas. He is Israel TV's communication expert, the IBA, Israel Broadcasting Authority's communication expert. He's traced it to the Russians, believe it or not, using a Dutch ship full of jamming equipment. And I'll tell you something, maybe it's true, maybe it's not true, but they are saying the Russians got really ticked off when Israel blocked Syria's radar jamming equipment and pulled off a bombing which apparently was nuclear. This is again too big for us, but the Russians apparently are blocking Israel's communications every which way right now. It's dangerous to fly a plane into Ben Gurion Airport. The air traffic controllers lose them on their radar scopes, and you can't watch TV in Israel because somebody is blocking the cable networks, blocking them. Just so you know, here's the latest from Israel. I've had a couple of phone calls this week. I've had lots of emails this week. Israel's communications now are absolutely under some sort of electronic barrage.
Yeah, but this is actually, in effect, an act of war. I mean, somebody was... If they could do it to Israel, they could do it right here in the United States, too.
And well, it's a little bigger. Israel's about the size of New Jersey,
right.
but I guess you could. You could do the coastal
sure.
region anyways. Let's just say that a boat in the Mediterranean can block all of the cable television of Israel. Well, that's pretty good. I guess some sort of electronic forces out there that could cause trouble.
Don't forget something.
When Ehud Olmert was in China, I believe it was fun.
We're going to have to let you go. We're out of time. God bless. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show the victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now, our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last year. before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website or more information, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Effort. If you'd like to get into the background of who really wrote the protocols, and I don't think it was the Elders of Zion, I suggest you get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which has an excellent treatise on that. Of course, there's an excellent treatise. It was written by a man named James Webb, who was a Cambridge scholar, who wrote three books. One of them was The Occult Hierarchy, one was The Occult Underground, and the other was The Occult Establishment. And shortly after he finished his last book, he up and died. But I believe his book really gives the best explanation, I believe. Of course, this was written by members of the secret societies and the occult, the satanic movement, which certainly dominates the world. And when I went through Colonel House's papers back at Yale University back at 1980, why, we found among his papers a complete copy of the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, but a different translation than any other. We don't have time to get into the significance, but I think that was probably the original translation. Colonel House, who controlled both Woodrow Wilson and FDR, Colonel House, you know, obviously knew who had written that, and he left in his papers a copy of it for somebody to find in the future. And, of course, he always loved to leave clues around to intrigue people, historians of the future. And anyway, that's an entirely different story. But if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, why, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You can watch the DVD. It's up on my website at RadioLiberty.com. We hope you want to get our next important talk, The Forbidden Secret. That's The Forbidden Secret, and that's available along with the syllabus. If you want to know what's happening financially, you need to get my talk on the financial tsunami, which comes with an excellent syllabus. If you want to understand why we're really in Iraq, fighting there, you need to get my Iraq, the Untold Story, and that comes with a syllabus. And it's a story of all the wars and exactly who was behind it and why we're really in Iraq. And nobody ever tells us the real reason we're in Iraq. I mean, everybody will tell you, well, we're there to protect the dollar. We're there to protect Israel. We're there for oil. We're there because Saddam was a wicked man. Heavens, he was financed by your CIA. He was a CIA employee for many years in the 1950s. And they said he was financed all during the 1980s and kept in power during the 1990s when the military wanted to overthrow him. And that's covered in a book we carry called See No Evil, See No Evil by Robert Baer. Well, anyway, the information, so much information is available from Radio Liberty. You can go to our website and pull down our newsletters. You can listen to our programs 5 hours a day on the Internet, 4 hours a day live on RadioLiberty.com. You can get our archive programs, our MP3 programs. You can see our videos. But, of course, we do hope many of you will want to help and pitch in and help us, because it's an expensive proposition doing what we do. And if you believe, as I do, that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces, truly satanic forces, there are satanic organizations out there, and we often quote from them in our publications. And so we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and then, of course, join us in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and get other people listening to our programs. They may start out thinking we're crazy, but who knows, before long they may be afraid that we're not. Under any circumstances, let me remind you, we're having on the 28th of October, that's a week from Sunday, an all-day seminar at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, and if you can possibly make it, please come. We're going to be serving lunch, of course. You're going to have reservations. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that you want to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret. I think it's really very, very important. the DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, the follow-up to that, the secret architecture of our nation's capital, and so much other information that is out there that you need to have to understand what's going on today. And then, of course, pray for America. And pray for revival and pray for our leaders and ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights, LED lamps, as well as...
Are you hearing anything coming over the airwaves?
Phones, radios,
thank you.
Cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, they're the views of our guest this afternoon, Joel Skousen, from World Affairs Brief. And, of course, it's been said, you know, that we live in very exciting, very dangerous, very frightening times, but certainly there's nothing to fear. Our job is to do our best. We're not called to win the battle, but we're called to be on the front lines trying to educate the people about the true nature of the battle that's going on. And certainly one of the great champions of that is Joel Skousen, who week in and week out, of course, publishes his World Affairs Brief, provides us with his webpage, worldaffairsbrief.com, where I go every morning to get an overview of what's going on in the world. And so, Joel, it's always so good to have you with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I feel the same about serving the same cause you do.
Well, I know you do. Well, tell us what the latest issues are.
Well, I'm commenting in tomorrow's brief on the Michael Mukasey hearing, a steady invasion, but, of course, his confirmation is assured. Everybody's looking for a way out of the confrontation with Alberto Gonzalez. But, you know, watching Michael Mukasey's responses to questioning before the Senate Judiciary Committee was really an exercise in political agony. And question after question, Mukasey skillfully evaded, deferred, or claimed ignorance of things he could have easily answered. And worse yet, not a single senator broke ranks to charge the Bush nominee for Attorney General with evasion or label it for what it was. Obviously, the members of the Senate were only going through the motions of asking the questions the public demanded answers to, and then accepting whatever Mukasey was willing to offer up. What was obvious to me was that Mukasey will continue the Bush agenda of subverting constitutional liberties, but with a much higher degree of stealth than Alberto Gonzalez, who was just a little bit too open and childlike in his enthusiasm for degrading the Constitution, got him into trouble. But, you know, there's not a single hint in any of Mukasey's responses that he was going to change course or take a truly independent stance as Attorney General. He was very slick, however, not showing his hand. You know, you could tell this man was an expert in evasion and carefully crafted responses. And this is typical of many people who reach the levels of higher judges in the U.S. judiciary. They become experts at writing carefully crafted opinions that appear to be based upon constitutional law, but they occasionally really deviate and trash the Constitution when it's an issue they can get away with, or that there's a great deal of pressure from the administration. And he had a history of doing that. Generally a conservative judge, but on occasion he really did vouch for the unitary executive who has learned to fear so much. So I've got a few examples, Dr. Stan, of the hearings, of his responses. Chuck Schumer, Democratic New York, asked McCarthy about the White House claim that correspondence with people outside the White House were covered by executive privilege. And Schumer specifically made mention of an email from the chairman of the New Mexico Republican Party about New Mexico's Attorney General David Iglesias. Now, we watch as McCarthy crafts his answer to both give a false hope that he is a critic of this doctrine of executive privilege, and yet he holds back from a commitment to challenge it. McCarthy begins by giving a lengthy dissertation on how he would see certain circumstances where outside communication might be covered by privilege, but then says, I will admit to you that my first reaction to this section of the letter was, huh? Giving the impression that he, too, was a critic. Then he quickly added, here's the evasion, that I'll have to take a closer look at the facts before making a final conclusion.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen, right here at Radio Liberty.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer for a fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Joe was just pointing out that the nominee for the Attorney General was asked certainly about an email, and it referred to the fact that the administration or people in the administration didn't want to abide by the Geneva Convention, and they felt that torture was all right, and And, of course, the nominee was sort of led into a point where he could say, oh, no, this is terrible. I certainly disagree with that. In other words, we should uphold the Geneva Constitution. We shouldn't be torturing helpless prisoners, but go right ahead.
Well, and this brings in, you know, one of the most egregious examples of Mukasey's dissembling, you know, which means feigning compliance or trying to trick people into or diverting them from your real intentions. But his dissembling was characterized by his complete denial that the U.S. uses torture, despite the fact that the nation's leading establishment newspapers have established that the Bush administration continues to use torture, disguised, of course, as enhanced interrogation. And Mukasey pretended that the administration he would serve does not torture. He said it emphatically. Of course, he was saying this knowing that he and the administration define torture differently than the public or the international community. And not a single senator called him on it. Not a single senator said, now, wait a minute, how are you defining torture? They let what he said stand. And then Leahy continued, and he said, you know, is there such a thing as a commander-in-chief override that would allow the immunization of acts of torture that violate the law? Mukasey answers with a less than forthright, not that I'm aware of. Now, there's an inherent out in this statement. He allows himself to say later on that he became aware of additional legal opinions that would change his mind. You know, he knows the law. He's a judge. He could have said, no, there are none. But he did not. He gives these soft answers that allow himself an out. As Spencer Ackerman of the New York Times reported, Mukasey said he was unaware of any inherent commander-in-chief authority to override legal restrictions on torture. And Ackerman says, this is a huge repudiation of Dick Cheney, David Addington, and John Yoo's perspective on broad constitutional powers possessed by the president of wartime. Yoo was the in the Department of Justice writing memos justifying torture. Or to immunize practitioners from torture from prosecution. Now, I disagree with Ackerman's assessment here. There is no repudiation of use in the future, only in this one memo. So one must not be too eager to assume that Mukasey is saying, you know, because I'm repudiating this memo, that I am guaranteeing that we won't continue to do this, especially since he failed to clarify that his and the administration's definition of what torture is does not include waterboarding and other things, which the public and the international community clearly view as torture. Now, for your public's interest here, the Mukasey claimed that ignorance about waterboarding even was, he said, even though he didn't know what it was, he said, I would be uncomfortable with any evidence used in a trial that is coerced. Now, I find it incredible that he claims not to know what waterboarding is. For any of your listeners who don't know, it's where you put a person, you know, at an inclined board with his head upside down with a kind of a bag over his head that's water soluble, or not soluble, but water can penetrate. And you pour a constant stream of bucket of water over this bag so that it essentially gets into his mouth, it drowns, and it's just enough to give you that drowning sensation. And they just keep doing it until the person just, you know, cries out for relief. It's a very insidious way of semi-drowning a person that is just makes them frantic and panicky. But there's nobody in the judicial realm that doesn't know what this is involved, even though many common people don't know. In any case, he did not say, of course, there's no inherent authority in the commander-in-chief to override the law of torture, and I will not allow it in the future. He did not say this, so he's obviously allowing himself wiggle room. On the issue of closing the notorious Guantanamo prison facility on Cuba, Mukasey wouldn't commit. In response to Senator Herb Kohl's question, Mukasey said he's, quote, not prepared to say, close it, there's no easy solution. As to subjecting American citizens to indefinite detention on mere suspicion of terrorist activities, he was equally noncommittal. These are very telling, you know, by his noncommittal nature. These are easy things, Dr. Stan, to commit to if you're a conservative, if you're one of us. He clearly is not. You know, in September 2001 authorization of military force for Afghanistan, There was a degree within the, or a section within the law that permitted the seizing of U.S. citizens on U.S. soil indefinitely without charge if they could be related to the insurgency in Afghanistan. Mukasey used the Hamdi case to uphold the president's ability to detain U.S. citizens on the battlefield, but now evades the issue by saying, quote, I can't say now whether the battlefield applies to the United States. So you see, this guy's got a track record of actually upholding the president's unitary ability to defy habeas corpus, but now he's uncommittal. I can't say now whether that battlefield applies to the United States. And the senators don't get on him. They don't say, why can't you say now? What's different than when you ruled on it in the past? Now, the New York Times finished by opining that the nomination of Mukasey has been welcomed by senators of both parties, partly because they believe he is likely to be more independent of the White House than Gonzales was. That's pure wishful thinking. It's just hogwash. Anyone who knows this administration knows that they never select anyone who's independent of their wishes, but they do keep searching for people like Supreme Court Justice Roberts, who will give the impression of independence, who have impeccable credentials. And that's what they've got in Michael Mukasey.
And I think what a sad commentary on really, this sort of a nominee for the Attorney General's office. But you know what bothers me most of all, Joel, is there's not an outcry from the religious leaders of this country against the use of torture, against helpless prisoners who may or may not, be guilty of anything at all. They could simply be picked up and tortured until they admitted everything. And, of course, eventually they will, or killed, as they did with an Iraqi general who just came down in Iraq to find out what had happened to his sons. And they tortured him to death.
Yeah.
And they let the man who did that, he said, oh, it just was a mistake. After torturing him for 3 days, we suffocated him, but we didn't really mean to kill him. That man got off scot-free. And, of course, what really bothered me was when he was released by the military tribunal, there was cheering and clapping in the audience. What's happened to the soul of America?
Yes, it's a very telling commentary. Well, equally as disturbing is the immunity being offered telephone companies who spied for the government. You know, isn't it ironic, Dr. Stan? The government is prosecuting the one telephone company executive, Joe Nocio of Quest, who refused to go along with the NSA, and then lobbying the Senate leaders for an immunity deal for phone companies who did go along with the government.
We live in a world gone mad.
Of course, the telephone companies, who include Sprint, Verizon, and AT&T, are also lobbying for immunity. As Newsweek noted, they said the nation's biggest telecommunications company, working closely with the White House, had mounted a secretive lobbying campaign to get Congress to quickly approve a measure wiping out all private lawsuits against them for assisting the NSA's warrantless surveillance programs. Of course, the campaign, they say, has taken on new urgency in recent weeks because of fears that the U.S. Appellate Court in San Francisco is poised to rule that the lawsuits should proceed. If that happens, telecom executives say they may be forced to terminate their cooperation with U.S. intelligence. Well, isn't that terrible? They're going to have to terminate doing illegal things.
They're going to risk, quote,
crippling, damaging awards for allegedly turning over personal information about their customers to the government without a judicial warrant. That's exactly what happened.
And, of course, what's really so hypocritical about this whole thing is the government says it needs the ability to tap anybody's phone or have the phone records on anybody's phone because we have to fight we're protecting ourselves against terrorism, and yet, of course, we allow the Saudi Arabians, our good friend, to fund this whole terrorist movement all throughout the world, including in the schools right here in the United States, in the prisons in the United States. On one hand, we foster it, the terrorism, and then we use the terrorism or the threat of terrorism so that the government can monitor everybody's telephone calls and anybody they want to. They just have to say, well, we think they might be a terrorist. We want all of their phone records.
Well, it's absolutely illegal. It's been going on for decades, well before 2011. I've documented that in my World Affairs brief. For years, I've had insiders tell me that AT&T and Ma Bell and all those people had whole switch rooms that were tied into the switches to which they could go and wiretap anytime they want. And they didn't do it to the degree that they do now because a lot of the electronics have changed things, but my telephone company contacts say they never asked them to see a warrant. They just had a key to the door, and they walked in any time of the day, and most of the time all day long. Listen to whoever they want.
And I think we should be very, very concerned, because I believe, and we know from past experience, that a lot of these cases had nothing, absolutely nothing to do with terrorism.
You know, it's interesting that Scott Horton pointed out, he said, and who was heading the NSA when all of this coercion of the telephone companies transpired? It was Michael Hayden, the man who now runs the CIA, who is busily dismantling CIA Inspector General's office because it has apparently raised questions about potential criminal conduct on his watch there at the CIA, too. Now, you know, the whole several agencies of the government are teaming up to try to coerce and to throw this investigation.
Well, of course, there's some people, though, that really try to get the word out. General Odom, Lieutenant General Odom, head of the NSA, and of course, he wrote his book. He couldn't tell us what was going on, but he asked, should it mean the Department of Defense be collecting dossiers on Americans? Should the CIA be assassinating people? Should the CIA have journalists planted in the media? He didn't tell us anything. He just asked those questions, but I think it's pretty obvious. This book was in 2003, and this sort of thing's been going on for a long time before 9/11. We'll be right back with Joel Skousen here at Radio Liberty.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-223. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making us all slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Joel Skousen. We're simply talking about how even our Supreme Court is ignoring completely the laws of our land. Everything is being done to protect the guilty and, of course, prevent the people who have a very good right to sue for being tortured or kidnapped from having a day in court, always in the name of national security and protecting us from the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's plotting to take away our freedom. So go right ahead, Joel.
Well, in the Senate bill to grant immunity to these telephone companies, senators this week began reviewing classified documents related to the participation of telephone companies. These were provided by the White House. An early review leaked from the Senate says that the Senate committee is convinced that the companies had, quote, acted in good faith, cooperating with what they believed was a legal and presidential authorized program, and that they should not be punished through civil litigation. This is false on its face. How can the Senate believe the companies were ignorant of the legalities of supplying personal telephone records without a warrant when the Quest CEO is being prosecuted for not doing so, testified that all his lawyers were unanimous in stating the NSA request was illegal? Now, these telephone companies know darn well that supplying names without a warrant is illegal. There's no question about that. This isn't even a real issue. In fact, Senator Russell Feingold took exception to the Senate's claim that the secret documents supported the phone company's claim of innocence. He says the documents made available by the White House for the first time this week only further demonstrate that the program was illegal and that there was no basis for granting retroactive immunity for those who allegedly cooperated. Well, allegedly isn't even a question anymore. But what Feingold fails to see is that the classified documents the White House presented to the Senate show only that the government assured the phone companies that their cooperation was legal, even though it wasn't. So the backers of immunity are using those assurances by government to say that telephone companies had no choice but to accept those assurances, and that's a falsehood. They knew it wasn't legal, but they were relying, or their faith was in government's promise of protection, and that's what we are seeing playing out, the promised immunity that the government granted them. Now, Glenn Greenwald, former constitutional lawyer and author, revealed this week that the NSA had been breaking the law on warrantless wiretapping long before the 9/11 attacks. If you remember, those 9/11 attacks supposedly provided the impetus for the presidential decree that allowed for the government to bypass the law on warrantless searches. Now, it gets worse for Democrats, because they're who are claiming to object to these crimes by the government. Ray McGovern is saying that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has admitted knowing for several years about the Bush administration's eavesdropping on Americans without a court warrant and saying nothing. She said she was briefed on it when she was ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, referring to her briefing as an apology without an apology in her op-ed piece in the Washington Post. This was in 2006. She said, "This is how I came to be informed of President Bush's authorization for NSA to conduct certain types." The administration notifies Congress in this manner. It is not secret, she said. There's a clear expectation that the information will be shared by no one, including other members of the intelligence committees. Isn't that incredible? They're not even allowed to talk to anyone or discuss what they're being shown with other members of the intelligence committee. Now, this is ludicrous. Who writes the rules for that committee, by the way? The White House or Congress? As a result, only a few members, she says, of Congress were aware of the president's surveillance program, and they were, quote, constrained from discussing it more widely.
And yeah. I've been saying that's pretty so incredible. In other words, if you tell the congressman something, he is actually a face of criminal prosecution if he ever reveals what he's found, even if he is being told of criminal activity. I mean, this is the incredible thing.
What's the reason for, congressional oversight?
Right. Well,
what's the purpose of oversight if you're prohibited from doing anything about what you find out?
Well, of course, this is how dictatorships are established and how you intimidate the people on those congressional committees to going along because, I mean, if they say anything at all, why, they can go after them and send them to prison and torture them in prison as they did with George Hansen for 10 years because he filled out a form wrong. Well, it was really because he was exposing corruption in the government. And if they could do it to George Hansen, they could do it to Nancy or any of our other elected officials. And so we have to understand that, unfortunately, what our founding fathers feared has come to pass. And that is we've taken the chains off of the executive and the legislative and judicial branches of government, and they're forging those chains for the people. And, of course, I believe, of course, there are powerful spiritual forces that are bringing this all about. But where is the outcry from our religious leaders? Where is the outcry from our conservative political leaders across the country? And in fact, about the only people who are speaking out against it are the liberal Democrats. We live in a world sometimes gone crazy. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract. Get
gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Joel Skousen, and we're talking about what's going on in Washington, D.C., and the fact that Nancy Pelosi had known about some of the criminal activity that was going on in government as far as listing it on telephone calls or getting telephone records without a warrant. But, of course, since he was on the Intelligence Committee, she couldn't tell anybody about the illegal activities of the government, which doesn't really make sense. But before we go on, Joel, I want you to get out your website. I want you to get out information on how people can take the World Affairs Brief.
Thank you. My World Affairs Brief is a weekly news analysis service where I try to put back into the news what is being carefully omitted by establishment sources. On my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, my researchers put out all during the day, the top news stories, the best of the news stories, because they're not, some are much worse than others, but they take the best of those news stories and put them out for you to read. That's all free of charge. There is a modest subscription fee for my World Affairs Brief, and if your readers would like or listeners would like a sample copy of that, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com and request a sample copy to see if they'd like to subscribe. If they forget how to do that, then go to worldaffairsbrief.com and it tells them right how to do that after the summary of the current World Affairs Brief that's right on the front page. On the right-hand side, there's lots of archival stories from my archives, past articles I've written about government cover-ups. And on the left-hand side, there's a listing of the books I've published on how to prepare, which I believe is going to be future wars and very difficult times that we'll have to go through. And while we try to save this nation, we must prepare at the same time to protect ourselves should we not be able to succeed at that.
I agree with you totally. Okay, fine. So we certainly recommend that website to everybody, and we recommend the weekly commentary. You'll learn a great deal about what's going on that you're not going to get from Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Brian Williams. Well, what's the next item we're going to talk about?
Next story is on the economy, bailing out the big speculators. You know, officials in the Treasury Department working with their colleagues at Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, and the major brokerage houses, Bank of America, Solomon Brothers, have concocted a scheme to rescue the banks from the massive losses in mortgage-backed securities. This group, this is really, in essence, the plunge protection team, is setting up a $100 billion emergency fund. Guess where the money's coming from? From credit creation from the U.S., from the Fed, which will purchase non-performing assets for short-term debt. In other words, this is a bailout for the financial giants with an excuse so that they don't have to report these enormous losses on their balance sheet. You see, this could put them really in trouble if a large portion of their portfolios, which are based on subprime mortgages and other prime mortgages, which are now relatively worthless, if they have to report those as worthless, then they're in real trouble in the balance sheets now by the government emergency fund coming in and, quote, purchasing those. Then they have value because they've been purchased and they're allowed to be taken off the books and not reported now as non-performing loans or mortgage instruments.
Well, where is the $100 billion going to come from is a question.
Yeah, it's obviously coming from the Fed. It's going to be injection of cash and liquidity, and it'll go right to these banks. That's why they're claiming to purchase it. The Fed will then, have the IOUs for those. The banks are presently holding billions of dollars in mortgage-backed securities, called MBSs. BS is more appropriate, that they cannot sell because there are no buyers, Dr. Stan. No buyers whatsoever for these. And they don't want to take back on their balance sheets because, they'll be forced to increase their capital reserves if they have to declare these things in default. So they've launched this public relations campaign to promote this new goofy founding fund called the, get this, Master Liquidity Enhancement Conduit.
But because really, I think people need to understand when the Fed starts creating $100 billion out of thin air, which is what it does, it just prints the money, it makes it appear magically. Why, then, of course, this is highly inflationary. The dollar is already in free fall. I mean, it's down to 77 or so. You know, it was up to 130 here 3 years ago. It's lost, you know, at least 40-45% of its value. And this could keep right on falling. And as it does, people don't understand what they're doing, who's really bailing out the banks. But the average individual who has money tied up in stocks or bonds or insurance or annuities or CDs or bonds, and his money becomes progressively worth less and less and less. And we see more and more inflation. And that's exactly where we're headed if we continue this insane process of bailing out the banks. If they make a mistake, then they should have to pay for it, not the little guy who's struggling along with, you know, on his pension and his Social Security.
Yes, it's actually the person who isn't invested in the paper market that is going to pay, because his assets, you know, and salaries, which are relatively fixed, are not going to be growing with this very high inflation rate. Meanwhile, the Bureau of Labor Statistics is pumping out more statistics masking the real rate of inflation. They do this by eliminating all prices that rise faster than, quote, normal from the statistical basket of goods that they use. And when they say, for example, that energy prices rose 0.4% this quarter, they're using deceptive basis for the calculation. Energy prices rose, and will, you know, in some of the quarters, you know, almost 13-14% per quarter. When they say that food prices rose only 0.3% this quarter, they're excluding foods that rose much higher, like milk, which has almost doubled in price, claiming that these foods are an anomaly and that poor people in the basket don't drink milk anymore. Well, they probably don't at those prices.
Anyway, the whole idea that, you know, they used to have steak. That was one of the staples. But since steak is so expensive, then we can get the people eating hamburger, and that's less expensive. So, see, there's really no inflation because people are eating hamburger, or maybe they'll be eating dog food before long, but at least they'll be eating a meat product, and it hasn't gone up in price. And you say, how could you possibly use this as the basis for determining the rate of inflation? Well, the figures don't lie. Liars figure, and I get Social Security. And we're going to get 2% more next year because, of course, Social Security is linked to inflation. And they're supposed to, by law, you know, simply keep Social Security at the level with inflation. They don't want to do that because if they did, it would cost too much money. So they're going to lie to the elderly. They're going to tell you inflation is 2%. Aren't you going to believe us? Or are you going to believe your lying eyes that see what's happening to the price of gasoline, see what's happening to the price of milk and of eggs and of meat, and all these things are just shooting up through the sky, and they assure us there's only 2% inflation, and they're simply lying.
And not to mention dental and other professional fees. You know, to get a cavity filled at a dentist now costs over $200.
I know. Isn't it ridiculous?
You know, it used to be $50 a piece, and you know, Market Watch parrots the party line. They said the core CPI rate, which is what you're referring to, the consumer price index, they say, quote, which excludes food and energy prices to provide, quote, a better look at inflationary trends, has risen only 2.1% this past year. Now, let's see if we heard that right. Tell me, how does excluding food and energy prices provide a better look at inflationary trends? It doesn't. It's pure hogwash. Playing games with criteria masks the trends as intended. Reconstructed M3 money figures are running at nearly 14%, Dr. Stan. That's the real rate of monetary inflation. Housing starts are declining fast, but we're not out of the woods yet.
Well, I think our country's in real trouble because our leaders are deceiving us. And they're more interested in bailing out the banks than preserving the stability of the dollar. And you destroy the value of the dollar, you destroy the very basis of our society.
Next topic is Russia moving up on the stage. Putin put on a show of solidarity this week by traveling to Iran. But it's not what it seems. While Russia claims it will not allow the U.S. to attack Iran with military force, Russia has no intention of falling through with any blocking force of its own. Russia, in my analysis, is merely setting the stage to make the U.S. look as bad as possible when it does attack Iran unilaterally. Like Iraq, which was also, quote, backed by Russia during the Iraq War, Russia intends to let Iran fall in order to enhance the U.S. image as the bully of the world. That's part of my general theory, which people can find on my website on the right-hand side under the title Strategic Threats. In other news, Russia is getting political leverage off of U.S. insistence in placing an anti-ballistic missile system in Eastern Europe. Putin is using the, quote, threat of these defensive missiles. How the defensive missiles are a threat, I don't know. It's only a threat if it threatens your preemptive strike on the United States. But he's using it as an excuse to scrap the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty. It was signed in 1980-something and installed the new medium-range missiles in Western Russia and Belarus that were and are prohibited by the INF Treaty. Now, let me explain why the U.S. ABM system installation in Europe is not for its stated purpose. In other words, it's not there to defend against Iranian missiles, as they claim. First, the number of ABMs is very limited, not enough to stop either a Russian attack or an Iranian attack. So what's it there for? I'll explain that in a second. But secondly, the U.S. turned down a Russian offer to place the anti-ballistic missiles in Russian-controlled regions next to Iran, where they would have been much more effective in taking out Iranian missiles in their boost phase. Now, this means that the placement of the missiles in Europe was not intended to defend against Iran. If it were, they would have taken up the Russian offer to put them close to Iran, but to provoke in a Russian response. By the way, they didn't even need to accept the Russian offer. They could have put it in Iraq, for goodness sakes, which they control right now.
And if it should be so obvious to the American people, we're trying to give the Russians a provocation, you know, for now beginning to break off some of the old treaties, and they have their bombers making flights adjacent to our territorial waters on a regular basis now. It's almost as if there's somebody has a master script and everybody's reading their part. Putin's reading his, George Bush is reading his, and the American people are standing there scratching their heads. They can't figure out what's going on.
I completely agree. The Anglo-American establishment, the globalists, are actually handing the Russians an excuse to rearm and deploy more missiles without any corresponding effective defense by the West. And it's no surprise, therefore, as Bloomberg reports this week, that President Putin said Russia has, quote, grandiose plans to continue the country's largest military buildup since the end of the Cold War. Russia, the world's largest energy supplier, last year earmarked 6 trillion rubles, that's about 240 billion, for military spending through 2015. Now, it's actually much higher because much of their military spending is off the books. It's secret. As Putin, of course, uses revenue from high commodity prices to restore the country's might, unquote. Now, the world yawns and fails to become alarmed because the U.S. isn't sounding any alarm bells. After all, Russia is our ally. This is part of a concerted plan to cover for the Russians and their intentions over the years so that this nuclear preemptive strike on America, which will be done with the help of China, will be a total shock to Americans, and they'll be fat, dumb, and happy right up until the time it happens. It's going to be the grandest deception that's ever occurred in the United States. The first part of that grand deception, of course, was the fall of the Soviet Union. It never happened. They went underground. The communists still are in charge, and Putin is their lackey. He's about to maintain his power by leaving the presidency and then taking the prime ministership. And I predict that we will see a very subtle or even not so subtle change where you go from a strong president under Putin to a weak president under his successor, and the prime minister will become and take the strongest portion of power in the Russian ever-changing governmental system.
Well, I think, you know, what's really so amazing is the fact that today Russia is the largest exporter of oil and natural gas in the entire world, having surpassed Saudi Arabia. How did this country, which just a few years ago couldn't even meet its international obligations, how could they possibly become such a major force in oil and natural gas today and build all the pipelines? And, well, ladies and gentlemen, they didn't do it. Uncle Sam and the American taxpayers put up the money to make Russia the major oil producer. If you doubt that, you need to read my My recent treatises on this would be going to the Export-Import Bank and the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund and the Asian Development Bank and all sorts of other grants to the Soviet Union to actually drill their oil wells for them. And, of course, Exxon and Shell and BP were over there. He's with about a $20 billion program to help the Soviets ride along. And the American people have no idea how all these things are happening. If they only understood, there's always been a very close working relationship between our leaders and the Soviet leaders.
But it is not, and I completely agree with you, but it is not because they are in direct collusion. These are competing predator powers, and there are conservatives who believe that due to the Rowan Gaither quote saying that the purpose of the foundations in the United States is to have a seamless joining of the Russian and Soviet countries, and that really was disinformation. They are, in fact, co-predators trying to control this new world order. And they will fight each other someday, and I believe that Russia will lose this next war because I think the Western powers have a secret deal with China to betray Russia during the draw. I think we'll see that come to pass.
Well, I think whenever you get into real serious financial problems, as we're going into right now, the way out is a great war, and everybody loses everything, and then we can start in all over again. But all these elderly people, people who've worked their whole life to amass a pension and the security for their old age, are going to see it disappear, like yesterday's sunset, very, very soon. We're going to
bankrupt. Well, and that's right. War will cover all of these things and make them appear to have an excuse so that they can continue to run the world during the war. And, if they got blamed for it, people would want new leadership, but they will be able to hide behind the fact that war, and they'll claim, in opposition to the analysis of Joel Skousen and Stan Monteith and others, that they actually knew and planned this war, that this was something they couldn't control and that the Russians deceived them.
Putin just outsmarted us again. How could we have made such a mistake?
Well, in my last story of the World Affairs Brief this week,
go ahead.
We've got many more reasons now to leave the public schools since Arnold Schwarzenegger passed this bill, signed into law a ban on discriminatory bias against homosexuals and other alternative sexual lifestyles. And there are a growing number of coalitions of Christian people in California saying we're calling upon every California parent to pull their children out of California schools, and I say it's about time.
Well, is this the one where, of course, now the boys can use the girls' bathrooms and the girls' locker room if they want to?
No, that's not the one. This is one specifically aimed at making sure that textbooks are changed so as not to denigrate homosexual, bisexual, and transsexuality.
I mean, what we're doing is really just confusing our kids about their sex, about morality, about what's right and what's wrong, and about God and God's rules. We're going to be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen. But ladies and gentlemen, if we love our children, you've got to get them out of the government schools or they'll destroy their very souls. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making us all slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound, and the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and certainly we hope you enjoy our conversation with Joel. I always enjoy hearing what he has to say because I think he's got a very, very excellent overview of what's going on. If you would like to understand how the United States, American corporations, the Federal Reserve System, and American banks have financed communism since its inception, going all the way back to 1917, let me suggest you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and then we put together a little pamphlet. It's called The Communist-Capitalist Alliance, and the phrase came from Solzhenitsyn in a speech he gave in 1975, before the United Auto Workers, the AFL-CIO. So anyway, if you'd like to get that little pamphlet, it is available through Radio Liberty. It's very inexpensive, and you need to get that. In fact, if you'd like to get a number of them and get them out, you have to understand, of course, that we have created the best enemy money could buy in preparation for a coming war. First of all, we're going to be involved with a war with Iran, which is going to bankrupt this country and probably bring on the draft and increase government control over our lives. After all, we have to have a dictatorship if we're going to be effective in defeating the enemy, whoever that enemy may be. It may very well be an enemy that we created, like what was, of course, the CIA that toppled the Shah after training his secret police to be so brutal that they caused the Shah to lose all support within the people. And then we brought the Ayatollah to power. In fact, we were financing the Ayatollah, and then we brought him in. And then, of course, he took the Shah's secret police that had been trained by the CIA, and they became the Iranian Revolutionary Guard that was recently cited by our own Congress as being a terrorist organization. Nothing as it appears to be, because behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. And if you read what they say, and you'll very often hear them discussed on our programs, why, they will tell you that they are running the world today. Now, we do hope that many of you want to come to our all-day conference. It's going to be on the 28th. That's a week from Sunday. It's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And if you come, why, we're going to have outside speakers. We're going to serve lunch. And we're going to be there all day long, but hopefully you'll get a chance to meet a lot of great people and then to hear a lot of great talks and begin to be able to connect the dots and understand what's going on. We're going to have Ron Brown there talking on finances, and you better get your finances in order, because most people are going to be wiped out in the coming financial collapse that's coming to America. And, of course, it's not happening by accident. It's long-range planning that brought this and so many of the other tragedies that are before. So we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration. You're going to have a reservation. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. I always look forward to the yearly seminar, and I think there are a lot of people we know, they must have enjoyed it because they're coming back again. And well, if you've never been there, we hope that you'll be there. And if you have been before, we hope you'll come again. And bring your friends. We need to educate as many people as we can. so that they understand that nothing is as it appears to be. And just as yesterday, when the President of the United States in the morning addressed an audience and said, you know, if we want to avoid World War III, we've got, of course, stop Iran from getting nuclear weapons. Well, if we attack Iran, well, this may very well precipitate the very World War III, the very thing that we fear. And believe me, the Russians would love to fight the last American soldier in the Middle East. And I certainly are. Navy, large segments of it over there are very vulnerable. And if we do a preemptive strike on Iran, we will antagonize many of the countries throughout the world, and we will establish the precedent. It's all right to go ahead and attack another nation that has not attacked you, but they might attack us. So, well, then why don't we attack China? Why don't we attack Russia? Certainly China has threatened the United States. North Korea has threatened the United States. Why don't we go to the war there? I would like to suggest there's a cosmic timetable. You're seeing it enacted, and understand behind this are powerful spiritual forces. If you haven't read my January 2007 newsletter, it's available on the Internet. And then pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR.